USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is delivering remarks in Brussels. He's in the capital of Belgium meeting with other world leaders at the NATO summit.
I had the honor of leading off the discussion, and I pointed out that we're facing a once-in-a-century global health crisis. At the same time, the democratic values that undergird our alliance are under increasing pressure. Russia and China are both seeking to drive a wedge in our transatlantic solidarity, but our alliance is a strong foundation.
A firefighter is being treated for minor injuries after a massive explosion at a chemical plant in Illinois. Rockton Fire Chief Kirk Wilson saying about 70 employees safely escaped the facility before crews arrived. A mandatory evacuation order was issued as the fire continues to burn at the ChemTool Incorporated plant just north of Rockford. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in South Carolina talking vaccines. Harris saying vaccines are safe and available for everyone in the United States.
The vaccines have gone through FDA clinical trials, and the FDA has said they are safe to use. They went through the trials.
The Biden administration continuing to make their push to have 70% of all Americans with at least one COVID-19 shot by the 4th of July. Unusual activity at a nuclear power reactor in China has drawn the ire of the United States.
The U.S. government has spent the past week looking into a report of a leak at a Chinese nuclear power plant after a French company that part owns it warned of an imminent radiological threat. The warning accused the Chinese safety authority of raising the acceptable limits for radiation detection outside the Taishan nuclear power plant in the Guangdong province. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Baltimore man who thought he was having a heart attack is apparently okay after stealing a city ambulance. When medics arrived at his home, the 38-year-old allegedly hopped in the ambulance and tried to drive himself to the hospital this morning. Police say he was having a medical crisis and the ambulance wasn't damaged. COVID variants continuing to cause havoc across the United States.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus currently accounts for about 10% of the COVID infections in the U.S., something that Dr. Scott Gottlieb says is likely to go up. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that he expects it to become the dominant variant in the country and even possibly cause a spike in cases in the fall.
So this is more contagious. It appears that people who get this virus have higher viral loads, and they have those viral loads for longer periods of time, so they shed more virus. Right now in the United States, it's about 10% of infections. It's doubling every 2 weeks, so it's probably going to become the dominant strain here in the United States. That doesn't mean that we're going to see a sharp uptick in infections, but it does mean that this is going to take over, and I think the risk is really to the fall that this could spike a new epidemic heading into the fall. The vaccines seem to be effective. The mRNA vaccine seems to be highly effective. 2 doses of that vaccine against this variant. The viral vector vaccines from J&J and AstraZeneca also appear to be effective, about 60% effective. The mRNA vaccines are about 88% effective. So we have the tools to control this and defeat it. We just need to use those tools.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.